last panel of today. So first of all, thank you so much, Nicholas and the team, for inviting us and co-hosting this event for the third time. It's a fantastic venue for people to meet and connect, and we highly appreciate everyone taking the time to be here today. My name is Martin Hjemdal. I'm a partner at Fearnley Securities, and I will be moderating this panel covering the topic Japanese banking and leasing. As we heard from previous panels today, the Japanese financing market is for several reasons considered highly attractive for overseas ship owners. And it's a market that we in Fearnley Securities have been focusing on and transacted in for more than a decade. It's a very wide and fragmented market with everything from senior secured debt from megabanks to JOLCOs to sale leaseback with local ship owners and everything in between. And during this session, we will touch upon the different capital solutions available to overseas ship owners, what these financiers look for when assessing new clients, and also touch a bit upon what they think about the future for the Japanese financing market. So with us today, we have a very prominent panel with representatives from some of the most active players in the Japanese financing market. So to start off with, it would be very good if each and every one of you can introduce yourselves and your respective companies. So maybe start with you, Ogawa-san, and then end up with Asagami-san. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, hi everyone. My name is Satoru Ogawa. I'm a general manager of a ship finance division of Tokyo Century Corporation. Tokyo Century is one of the leading leasing and financing companies in Japan. And we are involved in a wide range of businesses, including leasing, finance, and investment, and business operations, not only in Japan and abroad. As to shipping, why a typical Japanese leasing company is under the banking law, we differentiate ourselves by a unique and diversified product and by focusing on the asset value and partnership. So in addition to providing the loan, we can offer bearable charter, JOLCOs, equity investment, and time charters. One notable feature is our involvement in over 20 vessels under time charter, including joint ventures and our in-house ship owning team. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Morimoto-san?
Okay. So thank you for inviting today, and I'm honored to be here. My name is Kanji Morimoto from NTT TC Leasing, and I am in charge of ship finance at NTT TC Leasing. NTT TC Leasing is a joint venture between NTT, Japan's leading telecommunication company, and Tokyo Century Leasing Corporation, same as Japanese leading leasing company. Yeah, Mr. Ogawa is next to me, is sitting next to me today. We are highly creditworthy company with the highest rating of AAA by Japan Credit Rating Agency called JCR. We started our SIP finance business in 2000 and have been providing SIP finance for more than 20 years, mainly through SIP mortgage loan and JOLCOs. We have been expanding our direct financing with overseas SIP owners since the late 2010s. And currently have approximately $1.5 billion of SIP-related financing outstanding, including committed balance, of which approximately 75% is for overseas SIP owners. Depending on the terms of the financing, we were able to offer a wide range of financing amount from $20 to $100 million per loan. And we have a diversified portfolio of vessels, including dry bulk carriers, gas carriers, product carriers, and container ship and others. I have been involved in shipping finance at this company since around 2015 and have been able to execute a lot of domestic and international ship financing with the help of great partners such as Fonlay, our moderator here. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Morimoto-san. Endo-san? Yep.
Hello, everyone. First of all, I'd like to thank you, organizer, Capital Link and Fonlay Securities for giving us this valuable opportunity as we did last year. I'm Endo from the Bank of Fukuoka. We Bank of Fukuoka are a regional bank in Kyushu, located in the southwest Japan. We are also the Fukuoka Financial Group, comprised the four regional banks, including Fukuoka Bank and the One Desha Bank. Our asset size is about $200 million US dollar basis. And I have been involved in ship finance since 2010. Now I'm in charge of the manager of the structured finance division. The product that my division handles are finance for the real estate, renewable energy, aviation, and shipping. And also, our division portfolio outstanding is about 7 billion US dollar basis, and about more than half of which is the ship financing. Regarding our portfolio by customer basis, financing for Japanese local ship owners account for the majority of the total. I mean, the more than around the 90%. Financing for the overseas customers used to be indirect financing through the Japanese ship owners. I mean, the such kind of transaction, the JOCO transaction. But since 2022, we have started to handle the direct financing for the overseas customers and aiming to expand. Therefore, we hope that this opportunity will help you attended today to get to know our bank and hopefully lead to future transaction. Thank you.
Thank you, Endo-san. Azegami-san.
Thank you for having me, Martin. My name is Masahiko Azegami, head of ship finance team at DBJ. DBJ is an acronym of Development Bank of Japan. And we are a wholly government-owned financial organization in Japan. And as a governmental bank, we have a long history and track record to providing financing to domestic operators, including NYK, MOL, and K-Line. And also we provide financing to domestic ship owners in Seto-uchi inland sea areas. And also we recently have expanded our business area to overseas clients as well. And our maritime portfolio is roughly 5 billion US dollars, and 20% of it is allocated to non-Japanese international clients. And those clients are basically top-tier operators and ship owners in this industry. I'm very excited to be here and to have an opportunity to discuss with such esteemed bankers. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you so much for the introductions. So to start off a bit generic, we would like to hear from both Morimoto-san from NTT and Ogawa-san from TCC. What are the recent trends and current state in the Japanese financing market, and how is this affecting the availability of Japanese financing for international ship owners? So maybe we can start with you, Morimoto-san, and then hear from Ogawa-san later. Thank you.
So so this question, as mentioned many times in panel today, I also strongly feel the ship finance market in Japan is also booming. The number of financial institutions newly entering the ship finance market is increasing, and the banks that used to target Japanese ship owners are now showing interest in projects directly overseas ship owners. Thankfully, an increasing number of banks are showing a positive attitude towards the syndicated loan we arranged recently, and the amount of financing available per bank is also on the rise. While visit price remain at high levels, I believe I believe this Japanese bank's positive trend is supported by the large number of low leverage deals being brought to the market by international ship owners with solid operations. These low leverage deals have lowered the hurdles for getting their approval for the Japanese banks that are new to lending to overseas ship owners. As with anything, I believe that the fast track record are very important and that these records will lead to smoother internal approvals at each bank and a better understanding of the customs of overseas ship owners, which in turn will lead to further expansion of portfolio to overseas. This trend will make it possible to arrange syndicated loan from a group of Japanese financial institutions with a wealth of experience in ship finance. And foreign ship owners will benefit from an efficient expansion of the number of financial institutions with which they can expect to build long-term relationship. That's all for me.
Thank you, Morimoto-san. And what you're explaining is also a trend we see from the security side, that several institutions in Japan are more active with international ship owners now. It's becoming more available, still difficult, of course, and not an easy market to tap into, but becoming more available. So maybe, Ogawa-san, if you also can, we would like to hear your thoughts on this topic as well. So
Let me touch upon leasing transactions in Japan. I think there is a three types of leasing transactions in Japan. One is the sales and leaseback transaction by the Japanese ship owners. As Morimoto mentioned, we have a very positive financial market in Japan, and they are backing the Japanese ship owners. And as Morimoto mentioned, there is a syndication now arranged by the top-tier Japanese banks, and new financials such as local banks are entering into the market. This is helping a lot for the Japanese ship owners to do the sales and leaseback transactions, even though the vessel size is large in value. And the second, it is a leasing transaction by the leasing company like us. To be honest, frankly speaking, and we are struggling about this, the leasing transactions, because we are not good at financing for a big ticket or long tenure with US dollar funding, because we are not a commercial bank, so we don't have the deposit from a client. And so we have to access to the Japanese banks or foreign banks to get the US dollar to do the leasing business to our client. So naturally, our cost of funding is higher than the commercial banks in Japan. So at this moment, I would say the leasing transactions by the leasing company like us is relatively quiet. And the third, it is a joke transaction. Japanese operating lease, it's a Japanese tax lease. And same as the sales and leaseback transaction by the Japanese ship owners, we are seeing a lot of joke transactions. And we now see big ticket, such as LNG carriers or mega containers. I think this is coming from the strong backup by the Japanese banks. But not only Japanese banks, also the foreign international banks. They are very keen to provide senior debt to the joke transactions. I think this is a recent trend in the Japanese ship financing market.
Thank you so much, Ogawa-san. Very, very interesting to hear. So to stay a bit on the same topic to some extent, and it might overlap a bit with the first question, but I'd like to hear from you, Asagami-san, from DBJ. So what products are generally available to international ship owners from the Japanese financing market?
Okay, Japanese lenders basically provide financing through ship finance. Here, I want to mean ship finance by conventional ship finance. That means SPC lending with a fast priority mortgage. and a guarantee from the owners. And yeah, also, yeah, as Ogawa-san mentioned, we banks are providing money through JOLCO structures as well. So leasing companies such as NTT, TCC, set up SPC and as an equity arranger of the JOLCO structure. And into the structure, we provide a huge amount of money to the structure and to JOLCO structure. And by doing so, owner can get a vessel with relatively cheap cost with the de facto LTV, 100% LTV. Yeah, some of our clients with good names get interested in JOLCO structures very well. And at EBJ, we provide both conventional ship finance and also lending money through JOLCO structure.
Yeah, thank you so much. And interesting to hear about the wide range of offerings and also that you also participate in JOLCO structures and then offering all the way up to 100% LTV to owners. So thank you very much for that, Asigami-san. We touched upon the various offerings in this market. We would like to hear from both Ogawa-san from TCC and also you again, Asigami-san. If you can tell us a bit what you consider the key advantages of the products offered by Japanese financiers to international owners.
Okay. Being a leasing company, I would like to touch upon a JOLCO a little bit. So JOLCO is now a very attractive product, leasing product, because the US dollar interest rate is high and still very expensive. So relatively, the cost of capital of the JOLCO is quite aggressive, competitive. So usually the funding of JOLCO is comprised of 30 to 40% equity, and for the remaining part is coming from the senior debt provided by the banks. And the equity is coming from the Japanese investors whose aim is not the investment return, but the deferral of the tax payment to the later years. So naturally, the cost of capital of the equity coming from the Japanese investors are quite competitive in terms of the cost of capital. So the mixture of senior debt and Japanese tax equity, this is a best mix to provide a competitive and higher leverage to the international ship owners and operators. And I would like to add that I would like to talk about the tax rule changes. In 2 years ago, there was a tax rule change regarding the special depreciation. So what is the advantage for the shipping JOLCO is special depreciation, but after the tax rule change, the special depreciation is only applicable to the Japanese-built new building vessels. So at that time, I thought this would be a big hurdle for the leasing companies or JOLCO arrangers. But in fact, still, the JOLCO, even though for the foreign-built new building vessels, is quite attractive to the international ship owners or operators. This is because that some banks are providing a higher leverage. This enables the leasing houses to arrange the foreign-built new building vessels, and still it is very attractive to the international ship owners or operators. And as I mentioned, we see a more larger size of the JOLCO transactions, such as LNG carriers or mega container vessels. And I would like to explain a little bit about the FX risk. So the Japanese investors invest in the Japanese yen, but the return is US dollars. So the Japanese investors taking the FX risk. So, and at this moment, the Japanese yen against US dollar, the FX rate is very fractured, very volatile. So some Japanese investors are a little bit cautious about the new investment But I think still the market is growing, so we see more opportunities for the JOGO to the international owners, operators.
Thank you, Ogawa-san. Asagami-san, yeah. some thoughts on the same topic?
Okay, as I mentioned earlier, we DBJ provide financing through conventional ship finance and through JOGO structure. And JOGO structure, yeah, we closely collaborate with leasing houses like TCC and NTT. And actually, we are a governmental organization, so we have to align with the market pricing level. So we cannot offer too competitive pricing to our clients. And so in that sense, yeah, frankly speaking, our product is product itself is not different from other banks provided ones. Rather, I believe that the Japanese bank lenders' competitiveness is a kind of a smooth execution ability. For example, yeah, a mindset such as punctuality and keep one's word is a very advantageous to our foreign clients. Yeah, ship finance is really quite a long journey. So such kind of mentality is very important, I think. So this kind of mentality is a competitive edge for our for us, I believe.
Yeah, and we completely agree. I think the relationship item of this and the stickiness of the Japanese capital throughout the cycles is something that's definitely and competitive advantage, not only the terms that are commercially very attractive, but also the long-term thinking. So thank you so much for that. So obviously the product, we've heard a bit about the various offerings and why this is considered competitive. Maybe and I guess many owners that haven't already tapped into this market would like to understand what the criteria are. So maybe Morimoto-san from NTT, maybe you can tell us a bit about the key features you're looking for when you're assessing both new and existing clients from overseas. What features are you focusing on in your assessments?
Okay, thank you. So as a basic premise, we are targeting by looking at both corporate and assets. But today I'd like to focus on corporate. While not absolutely necessary for every target company every time, and there are three key points. The first is the ship owner with long experience in the shipping owing business. We are not looking to do only one transaction with one ship owner, but are looking for a long-term business relationship. As you all know, the shipping owing business is subject to market fluctuations. It's been volatile sometimes, and it is important for us to be able to anticipate these fluctuations to a certain extent and continue our business relationship based on mutual understanding during both and good times and bad times as well. The second key point is sufficient disclosure of information. Obligate disclosure of financial statements, of course, what we need. But we also take the approach of analyzing their future cash flow. So it is necessary to provide us with the status of their charter for their sales and borrowings to the extent that they can disclose. It would also be better if there is a holding company that consolidates the asset and income of all vessels owned by the group. The third key point is the size of the company and its assets. As mentioned in the first point, we are interested in long-term relationship, and therefore we are looking to structure loans on an ongoing basis. This means that we are now targeting ship owners who have finance needs for multiple vessels with a single lender. Also, this point stems from a credit perspective. In terms of the weight of risk that fluctuations or problems in the operating income of one vessel can have on the group overall performance. Thank you. This is our key points. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. And also again, mentioning the relationship item here. It's I think what we also experience here is, you know, going down to Tokyo and spending time with you guys face to face time is of course also an extremely important element to this. It takes longer time than what it would typically take with call it household banks in Europe, but I think investing the time and be patient, of course, with the other criteria that you mentioned, you will be able to transact in this market. So shifting gear a bit and to talk a bit about the overall market, we would like to hear from you, Endo-san. Fukuoka Bank is one of the larger regional banks in Japan. And just to hear a bit from you, what is your view on the and preferences in terms of segment and different asset classes in the maritime sector?
As the Morimoto-san mentioned, we also believe that there is the two approaches when considering the financing. The first one is the asset basis approaches, and the second one is the credit basis approaches. That is, they rely on the credit of the owners of each other. Of course, both points are obviously considered. But through our experience during the shipping recession of the 2010s, at the present, we are more focused on the asset value because we need to maintain the role as a provider for the ship financing if the market would be collapsed. And from the standpoint of asset valued, conventional type of vessels, especially the small and medium-sized bulkers, product tanker chemical carriers, and gas carriers are still easier to handle. However, at this moment, there is a significant gap between the current market value and the historical market record, and also between the vessel price and the charter level. So how to adjust and justify such kind of the gap internally is the one of the big issue for us. And even for the conventional ship types, there is the possibility that their economic useful life may be shortened because of the recent regulation. And we believe that it is necessary to be careful when considering conditions such as the LTV and or the age profile. On the other hand, the number of the next generation fuel vessel transactions has been increasing recently. With respect to such type of vessels, there is no established market at the present and whose future value is difficult to predict. So we believe that we should credit-based approaches that relies on the owners and charterers rather than asset-based approaches for the such kind of transaction. Until now, we the Bank of Fukuoka have primarily based on the risk taking on the Japanese ship owners, but business environment is changing dramatically, including the ship types. To respond to such environment changes, we need to expand network and the business alliance with the overseas customers. So in that case, what do we consider important in transaction with overseas customers? As Morimoto-san mentioned, it is the transparency. Even the quality of the project and the economic condition are favorable, but it is difficult to proceed with the transaction if transparency is not ensured. Obtaining information is the one of the big issue, especially for the Japanese regional banks that lacks the overseas networks. So I would like to ask all of you present today for your understanding and active disclosure of information. Finally, we have built up transaction mainly in ship type that have a strong relevance to Japanese ship owners and the shipyards. I mean, the type of vessel, the bulk carriers, tankers, something like that. so far. But we expect expand into areas related to some kind of the offshore business, like offshore wind power generation for the CTB. We believe that we lack knowledge and experience in that area so far. Research and a challenge in such area are necessary in your future.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Endo-san. That's very insightful to hear. And we're going to stay with you, Endo-san, also for the next question. So we touched a bit upon this earlier. So over the past couple of years, we've seen a shift in the Japanese market where the regional banks lend directly to overseas clients through club deals or syndicates with other Japanese banks. What is the rationale behind this, and how do you differentiate yourself from the larger mega banks?
Okay. So the background for such a move is that the overall demand for the financing in Japanese domestic industry is declining. And this is a particularly big problem for the Japanese regional bank, whose main base operations is in Japan. Under these circumstances, maritime industry is the one of the few industries in which there is a strong demand for the financing. And I believe that the fact the market is performing well compared to the 2010s is also the one of the reasons supporting the expansion of the regional banks. And after COVID-19, many overseas customers have become more proactive in building the relationship with the Japanese financier, and the Japanese arrangers have been actively providing information and opportunity for direct financing for overseas customers, so that we are able to obtain more opportunity than the before. Of course, the seminar and the reception like the one today, so very helpful for us too. And in terms of the differentiation from the mega bank, also, you know, we cannot conduct the large transaction like mega banks, but we believe that our strength is that we have some kind of flexibility to respond to various type of transaction. Currently, we, the Bank of Fukuoka, are working on transaction in collaboration with the player who have different risk appetite from ours, like leasing company, not only the JOLCO transaction, but also the some kind of the new scheme. And also, we are working on the joint project with the several Japanese ship owners and the leasing company toward the joint large-scale project. We would like to strengthen our differentiation in providing such tailor-made financing.
Thank you, Endo-san. It's interesting to hear that that more sources of capital are becoming available to international ship owners, and that the regional banks are transacting with overseas owners, not only through the call it traditional sale and leaseback structures with local owners, but also together with other banks. So thank you so much for that. So we touched a bit upon the current state of the market, what's available, and also what's required for to do business with these companies. Looking a bit to the future, we would like to hear from you, Ogawa-san. What do you see as the most significant opportunities and also challenges for the Japanese financing market going forward?
Okay, other panelists mentioned, we have a very positive financing market in Japan, and we now have a more, newcomers doing the ship financing, and top-tier banks arrange a syndicated loan and to deal with the larger size of the vessels. I think there is a lot of opportunity for the international clients. And of course, there is some difficulties, as other panelists mentioned. But I think overall, in general, I think there is more opportunities in the Japanese shipping shipping financing market to the international clients. And the challenge is, a challenge to the leasing companies, because I'm working at the leasing companies. So as I mentioned, we are not good at a big ticket or US dollar funding, providing the very competitive US dollar loan or bearable charter to our client. But we can, I think our business is very flexible apart from the banking regulations. So we can act as a mezzanine lender, or we can provide the bullet portion of the loan, syndicated loan or collaboration loan, to the senior lender or co-lenders. And through these transactions, we can help the lenders who like to reduce the residual value risks, because we have a capability to own the vessels. We now have the five bulk carriers and one order book. So we have a deep knowledge, especially on the bulk carriers, and we know about the operation. So we can take the residual value risks. So this cooperation would be one of the opportunities in the future, as this is Endo-san mentioned. I agree with. And what is the key point for the foreign client to enter into the Japanese ship financing market? I think it is transparency. So geographical reason, you know, we are sitting here, but the clients in the Europe or somewhere, so it is very difficult to get the information. If you know, it is a Japanese client, it's very easy. We can talk and we can see, and there is a lot of channels. We can have the detailed and a lot of information, such as behaviors when the market is bad, something like that. So it is very important for the Japanese ship financiers that our client disclose the financial informations and their, you know, strategies and so on. So this is the key point. If we do the transaction with the international ship owners or operators. And lastly, I would like to touch upon the JOGO. This is a bearable charter transaction. But if you look at the details of the contract, it is more like a financial transaction. So if it is a very new transaction for the foreign client to do JOGO, it may be, you know, there is upset. So it is very, if it comes to a JOGO transaction, it is very important to understand the nature of the JOGO. So we are very active in the JOGO market, and when we do the very new transaction with a client, we have a long period of the discussion, and we really would like to have our client understand what is JOGO. So I think this is one of the important elements for the JOGO transactions with the international ship owners or operators.
Thank you very much, Ogawa-san. Very interesting to hear, and running a bit towards the end of this this panel. So I have one more question before we open up for the audience to ask questions. And this one goes to you, Morimoto-san, and to Asegami-san. So over the past couple of years, we've seen European banks re-entering shipping and Chinese lessors becoming more aggressive than ever. So how should Japanese capital providers stay active in an increasingly competitive ship financing market? And where do you see the most growth potential? So maybe start with you first, Asegami-san, and then we can hear from Morimoto-san later.
Okay. I noticed that in some cases, especially Chinese lenders provide very competitive conditions to our overseas clients, like a low margin and high LTV, and also less covenant, maybe perfect situation for owner side. But on the other hand, some clients prefer Japanese financing sources. Why do they choose Japanese lenders? One possible reason is that, for example, we can offer a very good dinner opportunity for you at Tokyo. Yeah. It can be a reason. But another reason is that Japan is a very geopolitically stable. And since the Taiwanese Strait tensions increases, some of our clients monitor the situation very cautiously, and they want to diversify its financial sources. So in manufacturing industry, there is a slogan like China plus one. Similar things may happen in the financial side as well. So Japan is a very competitive alternative for the financial sources to diversify their financial portfolio.
Thank you so much. Morimoto-san, on the same topic.
Okay. So yeah, as Martin-san mentioned, it is true that the financial market is repeatedly becoming more competitive with several financial institutions re-entering markets. So we have to consider improving our terms to some extent. But I think it is important to approach them in a way that they understand the benefits of the consistency and trustworthiness of Japanese financial institutions, rather than competing with them with some special one-off proposal. Although it's difficult to generalize, Japanese financial institutions have many experienced players, and I think they tend to face cheap finance constantly in both good and bad market conditions. To repeat my answer to the first question in this panel, I think that syndicate loan coordinated among Japanese financial institutions with a lot of experience in cheap finance are very attractive and accessible financing method in terms of trustworthiness, both for the cheap owners themselves and for their social credibility. So yeah, I can easily think, and I repeat three, like say that trustworthy or like consistency, I can easily expect the SIP owner think just trustworthy is a little weak, as a condition is needed, I think easily. So on the other hand, so I believe the strengths of a leasing company like ours or Tissue Leasing, our leasing company such as ours is flexibility, and we would be happy to discuss with our clients their needs, including leverage and repayment profile and other conditions, if any. Maybe this is the panelist today is mentioned already. Yeah, thank you for all.
Thank you, Morimoto-san. And I think we in Friendly Securities believe that the market will continue to grow, the Japanese financing market. We've been part of this for a long time, and look forward to continue to work with you guys and hopefully someone from the audience also going forward. So that was the last question. We still have 1-2 minutes left, so I'll open up for a question or two from the audience if there are any. No? Okay, that's it. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for participating.